This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Robbie Seals, Chief of the Grading Branch of USDA AMS Cotton Program in Memphis, Tennessee. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In addition, it's one of the cleaner crops. The average leaf grade was less than a 3, which hadn't been since we separated color and leaf back in the late 80s. So that's two positives in a higher color grade and lower leaf.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In fact, the Mid-South micro and air average of 4.9 was one of the higher micro crops we ever had there. I think a lot of it was caused by the hot, dry weather that we had June, July, August. That is one of the few negatives of this year's crop.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They had the least extraneous matter this year than they've had in a number of years. A lot of high quality, 31.3, 35, with no extraneous matter. In the West Texas crop, probably somewhere around 60-something percent of that was high-quality crop.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One exception to that would be the micro and air. The crop was a little later out there, and it probably didn't mature. The Pima mic, normally a 4.0, 4.1, average about a 3.8 average, was down from what it normally is. The rest of the quality factors on the Pima were, of course, high quality like it normally is, a staple color grade and a strength.